EEOC letter cautions corporate America to discontinue unlawful DEI programs. On February 26, 2026, U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, Chair Andrea Lucas issued a letter to the 500 largest companies in the United States, warning them of potential liability under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 for race and sex-based discrimination that may result from diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI policies or practices. The move is the latest by the EEOC chair as she continues the shift in civil rights enforcement in line with the Trump administration, with significant implications for employers across industries. Quick hits. The EEOC issued a warning to Fortune 500 companies about potential Title VII violations related to DEI programs, urging merit-based practices. This marks a continuation of the shift in enforcement priorities, indicating possible increased litigation against companies with policies, programs, or practices that the EEOC has characterized as DEI-related discrimination. The letter, entitled Reminder of Title VII Obligations, related to DEI initiatives, addressed to chief executive officers, CEOs, general counsels, GCs, and board chairpersons of the Fortune 500 companies, emphasizes companies' obligations under Title VII and warns that programs or practices labeled as DEI or other euphemisms may constitute unlawful employment discrimination. Collectively, the top 500 companies employ more than 31 million people worldwide. What are unlawful DEI policies? The reminder letter's messaging aligns with the Trump administration's policies, notably Executive Order EO-14173, ending illegal discrimination and restoring merit-based opportunity, and the administration's stated view that DEI programs have resulted in promoting discrimination against certain races or groups. Chair Lucas has separately solicited white male employees to file discrimination claims with the EEOC. The letter points to the EEOC's technical assistance documents released under the leadership of Chair Lucas, including a one-pager addressed to employees, while noting that these are non-binding documents. The letter does not provide any new insights about the EEOC's view of what constitutes unlawful DEI programs, nor does it outline any specific programs, policies, or practices that employers should implement to reach the objective of ensuring that all workers have an equal opportunity to succeed. However, the U.S. General Services Administration, GSA, on February 18, 2026, released a draft revised supporting statement that, among other features, offers examples of practices that may violate federal anti-discrimination laws. In response, on March 4, 2026, EEO leaders, a group that includes former officials of the EEOC and the Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs, OFCCP, issued a letter urging, in part, that initiatives such as collecting workforce demographic data, providing training to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion, and supporting employee resource groups remain permissible under the law. What does the letter mean for employers? The reminder letter states that the EEOC is committed to bringing cases in federal court, including systemic cases, cases based on pattern and practice theories of liability, and other large-scale litigation, at least those that are consistent with the EEOC's new priorities. Beyond enforcement, the letter also emphasizes the agency's commitment to fully utilizing all statutory tools to fulfill the Commission's mission, from education and compliance efforts to the administrative enforcement process and litigation. Notably, the reminder letter comes after the EEOC revamped its procedures, which could further hone its enforcement focus on these new priorities. In February, the EEOC, which in October 2025 regained a quorum of members with a 2-to-1 Republican majority, voted to eliminate long-standing bipartisan procedures for policy decisions, meeting agendas, dollars, votes, and to require the chair's approval for systemic cases and litigation involving 15 or more employees. Next steps. The reminder letter is another indication that the EEOC will continue to enforce Title VII and bring systemic cases against employers under Title VII. At the same time, anti-discrimination obligations under state law remain in effect and also merit consideration for corporations with employees in multiple states that may be considering whether to modify or continue workplace policies, programs, and practices. Employers may wish to take notice of new announcements and developments from the EEOC, such as the reminder letter, and stay updated on pending legal challenges. Employers may also want to review their ongoing and past programs to identify and mitigate risks in line with all applicable laws. Ogletree Deakin's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Compliance Practice Group and Workforce Analytics and Compliance Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will provide updates on the diversity, equity, and inclusion compliance, employment law, and workforce analytics and compliance blogs as additional information becomes available. This article and more information on how the Trump administration's actions impact employers can be found on Ogletree Deakin's Administration Resource Hub. Follow and subscribe LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts.